Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dom time, playing under big time duress. So making my way to the lavish studios of Talk Radio 1210 early this morning, I hit a bump in the road. You know how they say, oh, there's always a bump in the road in your career or anything else?
Yeah.
This may have been some kind of giant rock that mysteriously was in front of me on the Schuylkill Expressway.
Maybe you should not text and drive.
No, at 4:54 in the morning, I don't think I'm texting you.
I got a text at 4:53, so now, I think you're lying here.
If it was from the Trump White House, I might have retexted them. That's a good thing, you know. Even under expressway driving, you get a text from whom are you responding?
Anybody?
Yes, anybody.
I'm saying anybody for me, because I'm horrible with texting.
Well, no, I never respond. You know, if it were
you never respond.
If it were the White House, I think I would. Can you be over here? Trump wants to talk with you in about 30 minutes.
I'm fully convinced you don't even know how to text.
That's not true. I text multiple times, but I am a big emailer. If I don't do 100 emails a day, something's wrong, one way or another. Okay, so the car, the 3A's guy comes out. Yep, it's the underpinning has been ripped away. But we can't rip away the final part, so we're going to have to do a tow job after the show.
Yeah, I walk in today, and Dom looks at me and goes, I'm going to need you to pose as you today. What do you mean, Dom? You know, I have to get my car towed, but I want you to call during the show and
right,
say you're me, Dom Giordano. Yeah, because they'll know the difference in the voice. That's, yeah.
Wow, I've been a big fan, or I hate your guts. All right, so that's behind-the-scenes stuff. You shouldn't talk about that. I know there's some more behind-the-scenes stuff. By the way, we have great stuff today. Our own Christine Flowers will be here in about 15 minutes. She actually testified last night at the big Haverford Township meeting. She said, I no longer recognize Haverford Township. I don't recognize my home, said longtime resident and conservative newspaper cop. Notice, when it's a conservative, it's always conservative newspaper columnist. Another person last night, they said that what happened, as far as I can tell, and I'll give you some of this. You know the story, right? This guy dabbles with the Proud Boys. He's the VP of a volunteer firefighter thing. They say he's got to resign. They go after him. They use the police to investigate him, which is interesting. That came out. I don't know about that, right? Maybe, maybe not. And they won't accept his resignation. I think it was the board wouldn't. So 37 firefighters are out. It seems to me that some people in that firefighting company turned on this guy. So I know what you're asking. I'm going to read you the statement of the Bonaire Fire Department that is up on Facebook. Membership in any hate group is unacceptable now to the Bonaire Fire Company. The Bonaire Fire Company opposes any organization which treats any person unfairly or unequally. It is vital to the success of the fire company that the community never doubts our unwavering commitment to faithfully serve all members of the community. Well, did anybody in the community doubt that before all this? And then the magic word makes its way into this of what they say they're glad to do to restore the faith of the people of Haverford Township. Sensitivity training. That's right. So here's a question. I don't know if any of these guys will ever come on. If they're listening, I'm sure they are. Either the lawyers or the commissioners here who are so proud of themselves with this ruling. But the two key takeaways here, who determines? It's fine to say hate speech, hate groups. They seem to be relying on the Southern Poverty Law Center. My God. Look, I'm not going to waste a whole show going through the just huge amount of money this group rakes in. Anybody that differs with them, they want to declare a hate group, a hate speech, a hate person. This is what people are afraid of in America. This is a lot of the stuff that we talk about in talk radio, and it played out here, I think, in Haverford Township. Here's a guy named Ogden. I don't think a member of a hate group should be able to make life and death decisions as a first responder, whether they're a firefighter, whether they're an EMT, whether they're a police officer, said Ogden, a self-described Democrat. This is from Newsworks.com. Jim Dougherty, whose family lives near the Bonaire station, said the township failed when it decided to close the company. I don't care about political agendas and all that crap. The only thing I do know is we elected people to protect us here. Dan Siegel, who's lived in the area for more than three decades, he's a township commissioner, said this was a teachable moment. All right, so what was taught here would be a good question, would it not? What was taught by this whole situation now, where it seems like another element, as far as I can tell, has taken over the Haverford Township Fire Department, and they have ousted. Now, here's one guy on Facebook responding to them. Thank you, Bonaire Fire Department, for validating the Haverford Township Board of Commissioners' decision to revoke the First Amendment rights of your members granted by the United States Constitution, specifically the right to freedom of association. If only the southern states had applied this brilliant logic to the KKK, there would be no civil service south of the Mason-Dixon line. So, teachable moment. What was taught here by this whole situation with this guy McClay? What was taught? What's the outcome of this? Based upon all the news coverage and based upon the stuff I'm looking at, it seems like any number of people, Facebook had hundreds of comments. They seem to be happy. Here's one, Amy Bannister. I was hoping for this. Okay, it's a lesson for the community. Send the trucks back. Christopher Friend, who's a friend of the show and a columnist for the Delco Times, says, I praise the Bonaire Fire Company for standing strong in the face of Haverford Township's Orwellian intolerance. I must retract that compliment. They made a liar of me. And I have excerpts from his column. So 855-839-1210. Is this something that we see play out on the national level? Is this the type of thing that, it's fine to say, and look, if they want to bounce this guy because he's with the Proud Boys, an outfit, as you know, I don't like. I don't like the whole outfit. Okay. But now, sensitivity training for everybody. And the arbiter. We always ask this. This is what conservatives want to know. When do we get an arbiter? When do we get somebody that sits there and says, for example, here's a case in point, and nobody else is going to tell you this. I live here, know here, and know the local stuff. They're not going to point it out, and certainly the media. Just looking through my pile of stuff, I circled this almost in blood today, not from the car situation. But remember we told you the new commissioner is a female police commissioner in Philadelphia? But she wore this shirt saying, we treat you like a king, 20 years ago, 25 years ago. Rodney King, LAPD. So a woman named Rhonda Goldfein, chair of the Police Advisory Commission, a citizens watchdog group, okay, will ultimately give critiques on who the new commissioner could be. Kenny is going to be talking to all these people. This Goldfein person is also one of the leaders of, wait for it, the Safe House. Now, how does this woman sit on something with police when she's breaking the law? She is clearly breaking the law. That's what this comes down to by these antics. This is the type of stuff that goes on with this. So I think if I could talk to the commissioners, there was one guy, Steve, we were going to have on, and saying we're not bashing all the commissioners, but in what universe do you set up? You should be the arbiter then. If you want to say the Proud Boys are a hate group and the commissioners of Haverford Township say that based on X, Y, or Z, well, you were elected to office, right? But if you want to say we're relying on the Southern Poverty Law Center, then you're a fraud. This is what the problem is. Sometimes it's AOC. Sometimes it's Al Sharpton. Sometimes it's the Southern Poverty Law Center. How the heck did these people get to be the arbiters of so-called hate speech, hate groups, and all the rest? Shouldn't elected officials be the arbiter? They ought to say, by our standards, by our judgment, based upon this evidence, That's what it comes down to. Here's a little bit of CBS3, and I may stop this, Dan. Here's how they characterize what happened at the meeting last night.
The Bon Air Fire Company sits empty and quiet. No calls for service leaving the garage.
The decision to take Bon Air out of service was not made hastily or late.
Now, less than a week since township officials pulled their equipment, the 100-plus-year operation could reopen any day.
The fire trucks and apparatus will be returned to Bon Air. Bon Air will be recertified to provide firefighting service.
I've lived in Havertown for 32 years, and they're all good guys over there.
Those who packed this Board of Commissioners meeting say the decision to reopen the department is the right choice.
I thought they overreacted from the beginning, but everything's going to work out.
This issue all started on August 14th.
Whoever
when
reacted.
An anonymous tip came in saying a volunteer firefighter had tried becoming a member of a controversial group. Haverford police investigated and found nothing illegal took place. Even so, the volunteer tendered his resignation. That resignation rejected by the fire department's board.
When the fire company board failed to take action, this raised even greater concern about the fire company.
Now the board has reversed its decision. In a statement posted to its Facebook page, the fire department says in part, quote, membership in any hate group is unacceptable.
All right, stop the tape right there. So who are the hate groups? Who are the hate groups you guys out in Haverford Township? We'll ask you after the show to come on. Just tell us, who are the hate groups? And the answer is you don't know that. You're relying on these other outfits. In what universe is that the way we do things? Does that seem to you to be just another example? And look, I don't like the Proud Boys even a little bit. My God. It's not about that. And this guy wasn't a member anyhow. And there's no other allegations against him. It's about who the arbiters are. You know who the arbiters are. And by the way, it wasn't an anonymous tipster. We know it was an Antifa person or anti-fascist. Okay, out question today, too, at 9:45. I've been working this up. Dan, you're going to like. I'm going to start off with you. I made you the czar of something for list today. The big list
flip-flops.
Today, Dan saw that Philly.com, the Inquirer, is telling city council, hey, here are the wish list. Here are the things they have to do for the mayor, city council, city government. Like, maybe clean the streets once. So I put my top 10, and I started it on Twitter. And people like John McNesby even responded.
Really?
So the head of the FOP on Twitter, I got to put his in there. I put it in at number...
Was his fire Larry Krasner?
Well, we're not saying that yet. You wake him up in the morning. Hi, John. Good morning. Fire Larry Krasner. The wish list will be at 9:45. And our out question today, after I give mine, you can give me a wish for Philadelphia. What's on your wish list? Make it entertaining, too. Make it a little bit fanciful. Dan is a czar, so it tells you this list. Some of them are serious. Some of them are bizarre. I can imagine this universe where he's the czar. Well, for this, he'd be perfect.
The bizarre czar?
The bizarre czar. So 855-839-1210, you can get in. And coming up, Christine Flowers, who spoke last night, was out there. I wonder if, was there any hostility toward this? It seems as if a lot of residents in Haverford Township are very happy today. Because now they're going to the arbiter of all things, Southern Poverty Law Center. Maybe they'll get the Good Housekeeping seal of approval from them. You know, this is a community that got things done here. The Constitution, we'd rather have, which would you rather be said about you? These people follow the Constitution or they follow the Southern Poverty Law Center? Well, we know what the answer is.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Tom time. Nothing better than, other than if I had gone myself to Haverford Township last night, but I thought she lived nearby. one of their key residents, arguably their most famous resident, and I see a lot of people calling her our own Kellyanne Conway. Christine Flowers was there at the big showdown last night. Christine, welcome in. Good to hear from you again.
Hey, Domenico. Yeah, I got called Philly's Kellyanne Conway, which is a huge. I know that. Well, they used to call me Philadelphia's Sarah Palin, and they meant that as an insult, and I always took that as a great compliment. And now I've moved up to Kellyanne Conway.
Sarah Palin's getting divorced, so there's that.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I was very, very sad. Actually, really, legitimately, sincerely saddened to hear that. But yep. So I'm either Kellyanne or Sarah, or Tina Fey pretending to be Sarah, pretending to be Christine. I have no idea at this point.
All right. So Christine, you go to this last night. We've been on it a lot. There's a good guy on the board. Steve is on there. You know, he was going to come on. Then it was litigation. But this Andy Lewis guy and others seem to be driving the ship, and apparently they found some people at the Bonaire Fire Company who wanted to cave in after they stood by this, and they had lawyers and everything else saying, what about freedom to assemble, freedom of speech?
Yeah, they caved. And, you know, a lot of people were saying, well, isn't it great? They're going to reopen the firehouse. Isn't that wonderful? And they're missing the key point, the fundamental point here, that they're opening the firehouse because the firehouse caved, because the people at Bonaire or the ones who were the holdouts finally felt the pressure, felt the heel on their necks, and basically caved to political correctness, which was never it was never a problem in Havertown. I've lived there since we moved in on December 23rd, 1969. I live in the same house that I moved into in a blizzard. I've had people telling me, oh, you're not even from that area. Well, you're such a big nap. Why are you interested? I lived there for 50 years on the same street, as I told the commissioners last night. So Bonaire decided, they put out this obsequious, backbending, slavish kind of, we're so sorry, beat us up, please, statement that, we should really care about the character of the people that we have in the community, in our group, after having gone out and said, this is a wonderful young man, and he's really served our fire service, firehouse. So they did a complete 180. The commissioners last night, it was all men, too, which, and I'm not one, as you know, Dom.
Exactly.
Saying, you know, oh, it's a patriarchy, but it was really interesting to get up there. And all
were these all, well, let me ask this, were these all white men?
Yes, they were.
Wait a minute, guys over there. Wait a minute now. Southern Poverty Law Center revokes that Good Housekeeping seal of approval. They were all white men.
They were all white men. I don't know. There might have been some tie downs like you and me. I think there were some Italians. So there might have been, had a couple of non. I'm reading a book where they used to consider Italians not white.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
They,
yes.
They might have slipped a couple of in the.
Okay. Package. That counts, guys. Yes. But the takeaway here is that rather than doing their job, if they wanted to ouster this guy as elected officials making their judgment, they're relying on the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL, but mainly Southern Poverty Law Center, Christine, I think you're going to see more suburban communities say, yeah, this takes the burden off us. Let them decide.
That's exactly right, Dom. And I will tell you, though, I didn't stay for the entire meeting. I was there for a good bit of it. After I spoke, I listened to some other people who also spoke. And the vast majority, you wouldn't know it from the reports that you've read in some of the newspapers, the vast majority of the people there were supportive of the firefighter and were initially supportive of Bonaire in their decision to stand firm and defend the constitutional rights of this firefighter. There were some, the very first speaker got up and applauded the commissioners for being open-minded and what have you, but the majority of people there were supportive of constitutional privilege and rights. And I want to say something really quickly. And you followed this as well, and you covered this really well. A couple of months ago, there was another controversy in Haverford Township involving the library and drag queen story hour. And someone made an excellent point last night, about how the commissioners, when there were people who were upset about toddlers being read stories by men dressed up as women, the commissioners came out and said, oh, well, we have to protect their constitutional rights, you know, freedom of assembly, and mm-hmm. if you don't like it, just don't go. It was completely flipped 180 degrees last night. Apparently, freedom of assembly only applies to liberals or only applies to people who like countercultural things. So if you want your kid read to by a guy wearing a dress, that's constitutionally protected. But if you don't like the fact that someone belongs to, not even belonged to, but went to some meetings of an organization that you don't like, if you don't want that person coming into your house and saving your house or saving your life because you're an EMT, then you have the so-called constitutional right to trample over the constitutional rights of that individual. And it's disgusting. And I was really glad to see that the people of Havertown and Haverford Township came out and made their voices heard last night. And there were some who still support that board, which, I mean, I swear to God, I almost felt like I was standing up in front of one of those show trials in Stalinist era. All of the guys.
Well, I would say, drop my name. Dom Giordano couldn't be here, but he'd like to tell you, that's Christine. That would certainly, with that board, get a rise. So are we hearing you this Sunday night?
Yeah, actually, I moved to 3 to 6 in the afternoon, and I was going to be on Sunday, but the Phillies kind of bumped me, but that's okay. That's fine. I had no problem.
All right,
but
so three to six Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All righty, we'll be listening. Christine, thank you. Thanks for going to that last night.
Take care, Dom. Thanks.
All right, there's Christine Flowers here on Talk Radio. You know, each town or most towns, Dan, have a sign when you come into it. You know, Philadelphia Mayor Big Jim Kenney, you know. There's a great place to live, work. I remember White Marsh didn't want worship in there.
Oh, the Sanctuary City and the Safe Injection Sites.
There you go. What should Habertown's sign say? Home of the Drag Queen Story Hour, but not the right to assemble otherwise. I know that's a long sign, guys. But how come the Haverford Township, all these commissioners, there's like 11 council-matic things there, some big deal, Dan. How come they're all white men? How did that work out? Was there nobody diverse? No women, at least, that ran?
What are you getting started, Dom?
Is this a collusion?
Why do you have to go
effort?
Down this?
Yeah, why go down this front? They're all
Someone's
white men.
Someone's going to hear you and think you're not joking or being sarcastic.
Oh, here we go. Call Dan. Yeah, call Dan. Well, somebody, you know, the arbiters of this ought to be out there in Haverford Township saying, you know, now that we've seen this, Dom's raising a good point. Why is that? Is that just happenstance?
Maybe because it's volunteering?
True, but, you know, this guy was taken out. So I think in certain circles, just a jury of all white men is suspect. We know that, right? It's suspect. Why is there no diversity? Why are they not promoting both parties, women or people of color or something there? Who do they have? Now, you can't count Italians anymore. That doesn't work. Christine was right. That's a side point, but that doesn't work anymore. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. All right, last night was some of the best of Trump. All right, part of the Trump magic in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I want to play you the one that's more entertaining first, and then we'll take your calls, too. President Trump defending his light bulb efficiency rollback, or you can have choice.
And then they were forcing you to buy light bulbs that cost a fortune. So I signed something a couple of days ago that gives you the right to continue to use the incandescent light. And I don't know about you, much less expensive. I don't know about you, but I don't know. I'm not a vain person. I know I have no vain people, especially these incredible ladies in the front.
Mean.
But I look better under an incandescent light than these crazy lights that are beaming down on. But, you know, somebody told me that, as you know, they're much more expensive bulbs and for what you save. But they said that if a bulb breaks, it's considered almost like a waste site. It's a very big, the bulbs, the new bulbs. They're very dangerous with all of the gases and all. And I said, well, what's the point? What are you saying? Well, we're saying if we continue that production, they can buy whatever they want to buy. But you're going to save a tremendous amount of money and you're going to have a light that's better. And there is a big danger. In fact, they have labels. Don't break this bulb. What are you going to do? You're going to throw it away? I promise I won't break it.
All right, that's some of the best of Trump.
You can hopefully buy the new ones, but you can buy the old ones too, and you can save a lot of money, and you can even look better.
All right, the look better part. I mean, that's the type of thing you don't hear from most politicians. All humorous, sort of.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Tulsi Gabbard, we got a lot of Tulsi Gabbard sound out there, was on a couple of different shows. This Rubin Report, our Twitter poll, and we'll find out how it's going with Dan here, at Dom Show 1210 is, could you vote for Tulsi Gabbard? She's a Democrat, okay? But when you hear some of the things she's challenging Democrats on, including saying in this one interview they're pushing for open borders, in another, unless a woman's life or severe health consequences are at risk, shouldn't be abortion in the third trimester. That's one of the wildest things you can say as a Democrat. How's that going, Dan? Would people consider independent Tulsi Gabbard?
Honestly surprised at the results so far. We wrote, even though she's a Democrat, could you see yourself voting for Tulsi Gabbard at Dom Show 1210 on Twitter? 38% say yes, 62% say no. Nick Harlow writes in, should be Biden's pick for VP. The rest of the field is a bunch of far-left whack jobs. And John Doe by Choice writes, over Trump, no, never. Over any of the other whack job Ds, yes, but she is only slightly better than the rest of the field of left-wing lunatics.
All right, so is this under the guidelines, never vote for a Democrat? If they say they're a Democrat and all, despite how enticing, you know, and there's a lot of upside here for her pushing back against what is the Democrat doctrine, you still don't do it, no matter who the Republican is. 38%, though, I think that's a pretty healthy number, are saying maybe that is a pretty very good number for any Democrat at this point. She's not going to be in the next debate, though. So now here's President Trump last night, though. Here is the money shot that I'm coming to your calls, 855-839-1210. Here's President Trump at the rally in Fayetteville, supporting Democrats. Supporting these national Democrats, that's a vote for the destruction of the American dream. I couldn't say it better. That's exactly right.
You must never forget that the 2020 election is about one thing, you. It's true. Not about me. It's about you. It's about your family, your future, and the fate of your country. That's what we did in 2016. They came from the hills and the valleys. They came from the cities. They came from all over the place. And people were saying, these fakers back there, they were saying, what the hell is happening? But I knew it was going to happen because we'd go out and we'd see these rallies, the likes of which nobody has ever seen before, ever, ever, ever in politics. Ever in politics. A vote for any Democrat in 2020. And a vote for any Democrat tomorrow in North Carolina is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
All right, destruction of the American dream. Can you sell that to enough people, get a sense of what that means with what the leading Democrats, Warren, Bernie, Joe Biden even, what they're saying? By the way, Dan, we got this flyer too. Let's get well ahead of the curve. And it's like a Paul Revere thing, telling people to come to the sheet metal workers hall, right, on the 15th, because on the 16th, major Democrats are coming to town to meet with kind of a union event here, right? That's what we're told. So we think it's September 16th that they'll be here engaged in that. And this is like a Paul Revere thing.
Sorry, I'm pulling it up right
now.
Yeah, so I got an anonymous tip on my Twitter. A bunch of local 98 people got a flyer in the mail. It's on parchment paper. saying the candidates are coming. The candidates are coming with Paul Revere. Ironic.
Yes.
But it says, many Democratic presidential candidates Monday, September 16th, 2019 at the Stagehands Union Hall.
Oh, the Stagehands Union Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a little bit different. Now, it's one if by land and two if by sea. What kind of signal should I put up here? The bat signal that these Democrats are coming to town to fleece us, to take away any kind of decision that you'd want to make. Well, what should be the signal for that?
I feel like we should get on our horses and warn everybody.
Yes, I think that's right. Joe, get on your horse. You would like that. It's old-fashioned transportation. Send the warning. It's not the redcoats that are coming. It's the progressives, the wokies that are coming. Are they coming not by horse, though? Shouldn't this guy have been on a bike? All right. I mean, that would fit better. They'll be in the bike lanes. Can you imagine Bernie, Elizabeth Warren taking a tour around on bikes? That would work.
Vespa scooters, maybe?
Yes, Vespa scooters. Joe Biden. That'll be his look. So we believe the Democrats are coming to town on the 16th, the big Democrats, the Stagehands Union. What a riveting event. All right, let's go to Mark. He's out in Delco, and he's on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. It's Tom.
Okay, Tom. Go right ahead.
Well, I wanted to just put my two cents into this Haverford thing. That decision by Haverford Township had nothing to do with the First Amendment, nothing to do with doing the right thing. It had to do with money, because closing down that fire company would have skyrocketed the insurance rates in Haverford Township. There's an organization called the Insurance Services Office.
Okay, well, look, we'll stipulate all that, but they still, why did they close it down to start with then?
Because their left-wing ideology trumps everything.
Right.
Overcomes everything.
Okay, so to your point, if the firefighters then had some leverage here, why did they cave in?
I can't answer that question. But there's two things going. Number one is your insurance rates are determined by ISO, and that's determined by you know, whether you have a fire company. You lose your fire company, your property insurance rates skyrocket. Politically, that would be horrible for these elected whack jobs on Haverford Township. These left wing wing nuts, they're sitting there saying, we're going to get thrown out of office because these people are going to start to get notices from their insurance companies that their rates have increased because they don't have a fire company anymore.
Oh, I have. Thank you. Well, they do have a fire company. To his point, no, I don't think it's about that. They do have like four of them out of five. They've taken one away. People in Haverford seem to be pretty happy. It's worth it. Can't have that here. The Southern Poverty Law Center, we need their endorsement. Who's the arbiter of it? Isn't that why this hate speech stuff and hate? Who gets to determine that? Is Black Lives Matter? If I'm sitting on that board and somebody's a member, based upon what we're doing here, could you be a member of Black Lives Matter? Now, that's a question I'd like to ask these guys. And they would say no, because Black Lives Matter doesn't discriminate. How about Antifa? Well, they don't discriminate either. You see where this goes. It's a game. It's a fraud. You know what it comes back on. Whichever side is not on the left. I don't even want to say conservative because the Proud Boys cheapen that. They're a cheap group.
If they're going solely off of SPLC, they have made a statement saying Black Lives Matter is not a hate group.
It's not a hate group. So if you're a cop out there in Haverford Township, that's good to know, right?
I don't remember a Proud Boys member shooting a police officer in Dallas.
Right. I don't remember them saying what, you know, the fry them up like bacon and all the rest of it. Don't remember any of that. Maybe we missed it. Okay. But the cops don't count. It's the PhD moms out there in Haverford Township.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.